What's up, and welcome to Mosley Film, your one-stop chaotic shop for all things in the world of cinema. I'm one of your hosts, Jonathan McWhorter, joined by my beautiful co-host, Jeppe Patton.
Listen, I thought for a second, I'm not even going to bring it up because I don't want to deal with it. But
you know who's back.
No, I watched the movie. You can't.
Your favorite fearless feline.
No, we had an agreement.
And boots.
I watched the dang movie.
I wasn't doing a Puss in Boots impression until the end.
Okay. Well,
and
what's up, guys? It's JP.
The reason I started doing that is because I am drinking some limited rare release Willets.
Yeah. I don't know if it warrants the accent, but.
Well, I was
it's
trying
a
to
nice
be
taste.
Russian because we're drunk. I'm having a freaking glass of scotch at 11:22 at night. Start or bourbon, whiskey, whatever. I think it's bourbon, not scotch. It's very good. And I was like,
I feel like a Russian, but it's not Russian. This is more like a
Cajun.
No, it's not Cajun either. It is more like a.
It could be Cajun.
It's like a Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast, but a little bit of a Hispanic. And a little bit, I don't know, like Antonio Banderas. Oh my goodness, maybe he's like Puss in Boots.
I don't know if I can do a Russian. Russian is one of those ones that I can do for a minute if I really think about it, but then it immediately transfers into something else.
Yeah.
What's a good Russian word?
Comrade.
Comrade. Vladimir. Come here, Vladimir.
Yeah, I think you're onto something.
I think it has to be with an ear in there.
Come here, Vladimir. Stick it in my rear.
Oh, what a start. That was great.
Oh, man. Fills me with fear. You going to try some? Have you had any of this yet? Okay, I brought it to your house one time, didn't I? Yeah, okay. Well, listen, we're back. And now that we are, I popped the proverbial cherry. I don't have to pretend that we're recording on a different night. We just finished recording Tuesday's episode. Now we're recording Thursday's episode. Luna's licking her paws. And we're about to break down our top five favorite films from 2023, our least favorite, like our bottom three of 2023.
Yeah.
And maybe our, what was the, like our sleepers?
Basically, like of our list, what's the first on a rewatch? What do you want to rewatch of that list? Whether it's for, I can't remember if this is as good as I think it's rated, or it's just that good, I want to watch it again. Like kind of the psyche behind that.
Like that's outside of our top five.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, we haven't been doing anything.
No.
So because we are here still.
Yeah. And we're normally reviewing movies that we watched and kind of try to do a deep dive, what we like about them. And we've just been busy and didn't really.
Well, it was topical, so we didn't have anything for this week. So
yeah, exactly. So,
but next week we'll have something.
And
I'm
as
not sure
you
what.
Know from Tuesday's pod, I watched a crap ton of movies last week. I finally got to 50 movies watched for the year of 2023 releases. I think I only had like 40 something last year.
Mm-hmm.
So felt like an accomplishment. Felt like a little bit of a milestone. So we might as well talk about movies we've watched.
Yeah. I agree. So. I am my Letterboxd probably freaking out because I was averaging like 8 a week.
Yeah.
And I've watched 1 and 2 a week and a half. So, yeah. You know,
everyone's worried about
it. I'm going to pick it back up this week, at least watch 4 or 5, I think. So,
no.
So I'm just going to jump in. You know, I got 90 films watched 2023. My goal is to hit 100, which I should definitely easily do. I'll definitely blitz 100. I guess 120 should be my goal. So I'm just going to lay out my top five without going into detail, but these are in a specific order. Oppenheimer, still holding its place at number 1. Barbie, still holding its place at number 2. Killers of the Flower Moon, holding its place at number 3. Bo's Afraid, holding its place at number 4. And Magazine Dreams, holding its place at number 5. Those five have really kind of, outside of once they popped in there, they haven't moved. Magazine Dreams held my first spot for a while until Oppenheimer and Barbie'd all them. But, those are all 5-star films. I believe those may be. My top five are all 5-star films. My number 6 is Guardians 3. That is a 5-star film. And then my number 7, it's hard to count this as a film.
Okay.
But it's Once Upon a Time a Studio.
Yeah.
That Disney short, that is also 5-star. I just wanted to mention those because I have them all 5-star as well.
Yeah.
But my top five are all 5-star films for me.
Okay. Well,
I guess I want to highlight the neatness of this. So you have director, you have Christopher Nolan, you have Greta Gerwig, you have Martin Scorsese,
yeah,
you have Ari Aster, and then for Magazine Dreams, you have unknown Elijah Bynum. So with only one other film, which Magazine Dreams isn't even going to be able to open this year now.
No. Nope.
So I feel very sad for everybody because, but honestly happy because nothing would be better for him to have a redemption story like he didn't do this release, and then it get all the press that it rightfully deserves.
Yeah.
Without a stigma on it. So
it sucks. Especially since it's kind of been revealed that Jonathan Majors kind of is bringing it in low key season two. So it sucks. That's a list though. I like it. Don't know if I agree with all of it, but
well, what's your top five?
Let me give you my five. Sitting at number one, I've got Oppenheimer.
So we agree.
We agree on this. Set two though, I've got Killers of the Flower Moon.
Okay, we're only one off.
Yep. Three though. Surprising, I've got Anatomy of a Fall.
Mm-hmm.
You'll
be surprised where that ranks on my list.
I don't think I will be. Four, The Killer. At 4.5 stars. Yeah. And then Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse at 4.5 as well.
So I have that one at my 8th.
Yeah. I don't. Only 2 5-star movies for this year.
The first two.
I'm being stingy with my 5-star. Right? Do you really want to know?
A little bit.
That's 12.
Oh, well, it's Anatomy of the Fall is my 10.
Yeah. Anatomy of the Fall, man. That movie freaking
Where's
slaps.
Guardians 3 rank for you?
8.
Okay. That's my yeah. Spider-Man. I have Spider-Man at 8.
Yeah.
Where's John Wick 4?
7.
Okay, that's my 9. We're pretty close. Our top 10's
yeah.
pretty similar.
Yeah, you've what seen...
About, did you see Air?
I hadn't seen Air.
You haven't? That's my yeah. number 11.
Yeah, Air probably will not be that high.
You need to watch it for an interview.
Yeah,
year,
I will.
Though. What about Infinity Pool?
That one is at 10, and we'll talk about that later, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that at my 12.
Yeah.
And it's unfair. Well, I don't know if it's unfair or not. I have like the Fall of House Usher, my TV shows logged in here.
Mm-hmm.
That's at my like 13. Past Lives is at 14. So we talked about that right
yeah.
right afterwards. Because I look at my list, right? So, and I'm looking, I have Indiana Jones at 15, and mm-hmm. I have Dungeons and Dragons at 16. And then I scroll down and I see films like They Clone Tyrone and
oh my gosh,
Chevalier and Inside, Landscape with the Invisible Hand, Blackberry, Divinity, Master Gardener. I'm like, objectively, those are all way better films than, you know,
yeah,
freaking Dungeons and Dragons, Indiana Jones. But man, the enjoyment of those.
Yeah.
Movies.
So how I do my list, just the thought process behind it is I like to do my rankings like 1 through 5 based off. I think this is a really good movie or not. My enjoyment is factored into that, but it's not a driving force behind it.
Yeah,
it's just an element to it. How I rank it though, it's gonna be on enjoyment. That yeah. doesn't mean I'm gonna rank a 4 over a 5.
Wait, so you're saying you may give a film 4.5 star or 4 stars, but you may put a 3.5 star above it in their your
no.
ranking?
No, I will keep the hierarchy, 5s and, you know, 5 above.
See, I have
four.
A hard time to do that sometimes.
I do too, but my. But that is what causes me to go back and do a rewatch or, you know, really assess my priorities. What worked? What did I think really worked for me or not? And watching it. And, you know, I did that. Honestly, I did that with Beau's Afraid. Beau's Afraid was sitting at 4 for me. And I did a rewatch either the week before. I can't remember if we did last time we recorded or not.
No, we hadn't. Because you watched it since then.
Yeah. So, yeah, there was a lot of movies I'd actually watched. Yeah, I watched Beau's Afraid, and that was a 4.5 star for me. It was sitting, I think, at 4. And on a rewatch, it didn't hit the same. You know, there's the realizations that you kind of have within that kind of feel like a big reveal. It just kind of less. It just wasn't the same. It's still a great movie. It looks amazing, but the pacing's weird. It feels super self-indulgent, and overall brought it down to 4 stars for me, which dropped it to 11. Granted, it is my highest ranked 4-star movie of my list.
Yeah.
So, I mean, whenever I look at everything else, it makes sense to me. So
I get it. I disagree with it, but I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. So we have two of the same top five.
Yeah. Oppenheimer
and Killers of the Flower Moon. Okay. What's your bottom three?
Oh, bottom five is what I got.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Bottom five. Let's do bottom five. So not the worst to the actual worst. So, because I got 50 movies ranked. So 46, I've got Hypnotic. This is the
Ben Affleck,
psychological thriller, crime movie, whatever. Just absolutely terrible movie. Nothing else to go into. 47, I got Alice, Darling. This was the thriller.
Anna Kendrick.
Yeah, Anna Kendrick. Honestly, kind of, it's a worse Fair Play.
Ass.
Kind of like same premise of Fair Play, just weird relation dynamic and all that. It was not good. 48, Mobland. This could have been the worst movie, but the ending absolutely saved it a full star.
Yeah.
Like full stop, like amazing ending.
Huh.
And when I say, and I mean like the actual last 15 seconds of this movie, it was great. At 49, I've got The Locksmith.
Ryan Felipe.
Yes, Ryan Felipe. Convict gets roped into, you know, robbing this cop that basically locked him up. Had potential, but overall bad script, bad acting. Yeah, 1.5 stars for me. And then last but not least, actually it is least, Sound of Freedom.
Because you're a God hater. And you like pedophiles.
Yeah. And I'm not even going to entertain it.
One, two Caviezels coming for you.
I got my reasons.
Three, four Jims at the door.
Please don't.
Jim Caviezel's going to get you, boy.
I would rather Art the Clown walk through that door.
Jim Caviezel? I would not. Give me Jim Caviezel every day.
This movie in concept could have been great, but somehow absolutely fumbled it. And I mean, Jim Caviezel, that's all you gotta say. So yeah, that's my five.
I don't have any desire to watch it. So yeah, my bottom five only shares one of the same bottom five as you.
Wow.
I think it's worth noting that my sixth would have been a Fast X. So I have seen 90 films and number 85 is Fast X. So okay. I barely missed this cutoff. I just wanted to mark that. So my number 86 is The Retirement Plan, starring Nicolas Cage and Ashley Green with Ron Perlman, Jackie Earle Haley, Ernie Hudson. You would think with that cast,
you thought that was going to be great.
I did. I really didn't enjoy it. I gave it 2.5 stars. I found it to be pretty boring and repetitive and redundant and predictable and phoned in across all the boards. Ron Perlman is the only really bright spot there. And, you know, it's kind of like a star that was going out. So Retirement Plan as 86, The Price We Pay, which is Stephen Dorff and Emily Hirsch, sitting here at number 87. It had some pretty nice gory kills and it had a decent little plot line that I enjoyed. Okay. But it's also like a hardcore C tier movie. So it just wasn't great.
Yeah.
Number 88, which is where you're going to hella disagree with me here. Do you know what it is?
I don't know.
How to Blow Up a Pipeline.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I have that sitting at 2.5 as well. I found this movie to be incredibly boring, incredibly redundant, way too on the nose, way too political, poor acting across the board in most cases. I just did not enjoy How to Blow Up a Pipeline, especially because of the hype that I had built up, I guess mentally built up around it. I was just super let down and underwhelmed in every way about How to Blow Up a Pipeline. Number 89, and it pains me to put him down here, but Murder Mystery 2 with Adam Sandler. I thought it was also fairly boring, cheesy, cliched. The joke's flat. The performances, you know, I mean, it's a Sandler film. A lot of them are flat anyway, but it's forgivable. But these were flat, boring, and non-funny. So all those things together just made for an unremarkable experience. And then lastly, Alice Darling, I just really hated it. I got roasted by some feminist on my, this was one of the last reviews I wrote before I went into review
hiatus.
And yeah, man, did I get dragged over that review. I had to even delete a few comments because it got so
toxic.
Bad. It did real quick. I was trying to read. I think I left one up.
So which ones did we match on then? Just Alice Darling? Because you hadn't seen Mobland, The Locksmith, or Sound of Freedom.
Nope.
Had you seen Hypnotic?
Nope.
Dang. Okay. Yeah, How to Blow Up a Pipe Bomb. Pipeline, yeah.
You make a pipe bomb.
It's too late. That movie, like, I get your critiques. I don't think there's so much critiques as just like their observations. Because I think they are true. The political thing, I think someone that watches it and does think it is super political. I think they play into it.
Yeah. They do. I just am at the point where I just don't. When I watch a movie, I want it to be so subliminal. Like, there was a little political jab.
Yeah.
Either way, move on. Yeah, this movie was just all in your face about it. And I just, there's enough of that on the news. I don't need to see it. You know what I mean? I know that big oil companies suck. And I know that, you know, we are, you know, land of the freaking overutilized and milked and exploited and all that. So I get it. But this film just felt,
yeah,
too on the nose for my blood.
Well,
so we just shared the one.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. No real arguments outside of How to Blow Up a Pipeline.
Yeah, I figured. Where did How to Blow Up a Pipeline rank for you? Because I have mine.
That was
my 88th.
Honestly, I had that pretty high. I gotta find it.
I remember you liked it way more than I did.
Do I have it in this list?
Why don't you even log it? Look at that. You got a 51 now to put in there.
Yeah, baby.
You still need to watch Mad Heidi.
Oh, man. What is going on with
this? In what world is it that freaking Mad Heidi and the Meg 2 are rated higher than The Retirement Plan and How to Blow Up a Pipeline? I thought both of those films were going to be super big wins for me.
Yeah, I want to say I had it at a 4-star. Yes, I have it at 4-star. It is not in my list, so I am adding it real time. The cast in this movie too was absolutely great. Yeah. Not that many like well-known actors, actresses, and I think it was necessary. To like
necessary like to have like lesser known people or necessary for the timeliness of the film?
No, necessary for like the execution of the movie. So yeah, 4 stars. We're gonna put this. We're gonna go at 15.
Damn,
right in between Rye Lane and Talk to Me.
Oh, we got a fraud alert. Woo, woo. Fraud alert.
I watched. Freaking, listen, I watched it. I just didn't watch all of it.
JP, not this week, but last week, I was talking about Hereditary and Talk to Me. And I was like, man, if you could handle Hereditary, I'm surprised you couldn't do Talk. Or I'm surprised Talk to Me didn't bother me as well because I didn't. And JP's like, let me repeat that because I got to talking real fast there.
Yeah, you did.
I know I'm talking really fast when I realize I'm talking fast. JP was like, I was talking about Hereditary, and I was like, man, if Hereditary didn't bother you or whatever, I'm surprised Talk to Me did or didn't, whatever. He goes, well, the reason I don't know is because I didn't watch Talk to Me. I was like, the fuck? What do you mean you didn't watch Talk to Me? Like, yeah, I didn't. I didn't watch it. I was
strategic in my watching. I was really busy at the time.
You didn't want to watch it. You were scared.
No, we were reviewing 3 movies One episode. Yes, but I'm just watching them. I'm not trying to have a whole conversation about them with you. It's different. Listen, it's different when it's stuff that I want to watch.
Talk to Me was great.
It was good. I got the point of the movie. I just did a lot of research and a lot of fast forwarding.
I'm giving you my best Ed Bassmaster right now.
Listen, I know all the high points. I know all the low points. I know the meaning and everything. It's a good movie. It's a good movie.
It is.
Yeah. So lastly, because, you know, I think we got some other stuff we can talk about later. Of our whole list, what are some of these movies that you're looking through and you're like, man, I need to give this another shot, or I really want to rewatch this?
I want to pin before we jump to there. I want to put a pin in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I want to recommend you three movies that you haven't seen.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking through some of this and there are some steals in here that I know you haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
One, God is a Bullet.
Yeah, that's Aaron Eckhart.
Jamie Lannister. Yes. Whatever. Niccolo, whatever.
Yeah.
Why did I ask you? You watched Biosphere.
Yes, right? I did. Okay.
Then Nandor Fodor and the Talking Mongoose.
I had started it and it was too talky.
Oh, okay. I couldn't start it. So, never mind. I won't recommend that one either. But God is a Bullet is one.
I mean, I will watch Nandor, whatever.
Well,
I just couldn't do it in that moment. I realized it was not going
to
happen.
You're already going to watch Divinity. That's not something I need to tell you to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
You're already going to watch. There was one more you said you were going to watch. Whatever. I'll come back to it. Blackberry is the other one I said you were going to watch.
Yeah.
Chevalier.
Yeah, that's one I go back and forth on.
You would I think you'd
like
it.
It's on, I think, Amazon right now, and it's on Prime.
Mm-hmm.
I never think to watch movies on Prime.
Did you watch Missing?
No.
It was one of my favorite films. It's number 20 for me for this year.
Missing.
That's the girl whose mom gets kidnapped, and she uses all the social media and
ring
doorbells and stuff to find her. Clever film.
Yeah, maybe.
Well,
probably more likely to watch Chevalier or whatever.
And then No One Will Save You. That one was freaking great.
No One Will Save the Alien
one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On Hulu.
Yep.
No dialogue.
I actually thought about booting that up this week.
Really good.
Maybe.
Those would be some of the ones that you didn't watch that I'd recommend. I mean, there's some decent ones. Like A Good Person was a good one-time watch. Jules was a good one-time watch. You know. But even like Baby Ruby was a good one-time watch.
Yeah.
But
I think I saw a list that was like talking about some of the great scary movies of like the last few years, and Baby Ruby was mentioned in that.
Baby Ruby's great.
Scary? Like
no, it's thriller? A great psychological thriller.
Okay.
Fantastic. Yeah. And that Christian movie Nefarious was actually pretty freaking good this year too. I've got to give her credit. But anyway, sorry. Yeah, I just wanted to recommend a few specific, but God is a Bullet, I really think you would like. That's a really good one.
Yeah, that'll be on the list for sure.
Did you ever watch Polite Society this year?
No.
That was a good one too.
I know. And that was going to be more my taste than yours.
Yeah, Polite Society was good. I mean, it's sitting down there at number 45.
Yeah.
Dang, Knock at the Cabin came out this year too.
Yeah, dude. That was like early in the year. Like, I think I was looking at a list.
I skipped work that day.
Might have been March. Part of it.
That's part of that.
Yep.
Anyway, did you see Dungeons and Dragons?
Oh yeah, I've watched that a few times.
Okay. All right. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, Chevalier. Oh, Inside with Defoe. Gotta watch that.
I've heard too.
Yeah, don't. It's great. It's got a 2.9 on Letterboxd because people are stupid. I gave it 4. I had a great time. Anyway, all right. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. Before I put a pin in it, because I wanted to make sure to recommend a couple to you. What was the topic you want to talk about now?
Oh, yeah. Basically, like, if you were to go through your list and pick a movie to rewatch.
Just one?
No, like three. And maybe it doesn't have to be the same reason for all three. It could be to, like, I'm not sure about my rating now, or it's just that good that I want to rewatch it. Like, what's your reason?
Okay.
What's your three and why?
Okay. The first one is... Ooh, this is tough. Oh my gosh, I'm having a hard time deciding. Okay, so this one, the first one I'd probably rewatch is The Royal Hotel.
Okay.
And I just watched it, and it's not necessarily because I do want to rewatch it. It's sitting at 37 to 90, so a little almost in the middle of the pack. This is because as a rewatch, I'm going to categorize this one as its own category. This is one I think my wife would really enjoy.
Yeah.
So I would like to rewatch this one with her.
Okay.
For the enjoyment of watching it with her. That's not exactly what you were looking for.
No, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
That is a reason I would want to rewatch that one.
Yeah.
So soon is to watch it with Abby.
Yeah.
I think she would like that one. One that I just want to rewatch in general, is 65 with Adam Driver, the dinosaur movie. I remember really liking it. But everybody else shit all over it when it came out.
Yes, they did.
But I really liked it, so I saw it in theaters too, so that elevated my experience.
Skip work for that one too?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Unsure.
You should have a tag. All those movies.
Skip work. Yeah. It's got 2.2 on Letterboxd, and I do know one thing, that's too low. That is rude.
Okay.
Did you ever see it?
No.
I mean, do you like dinosaur movies?
Jump scares. No, it
barely has any jump scares. If you made it through the spooky stuff, you'd be fine.
No.
Anyway, so that would be one just because it's got a 2.2, and I want to see how far off I am on that, because I remember really enjoying it. Oh, gosh, this last one, though. I'm leaving my top five out of it, because obviously I would rewatch any of those.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the third one, that's tough. Really tough, actually, because part of me is actually leaning. I want to watch God as a Bullet again, because I really liked it.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed it, and I'm wondering why I have it down here at 61 mm-hmm. out of 90.
Yeah,
but I don't think I'm going to choose that one. I think I'm going to go with a tie between Divinity, and Infinity Pool. Mm. Kind of a similar, no, you know what? Take Infinity Pool out. I remember that one vividly. It would be a tie between Operation Fortune and Divinity.
Yeah.
Operation Fortune, because I just had so much fun. That is one of the most fun movies I watched this year. I had a great time with it. It was funny. It was action-packed. It had a good story, decent little plot twist. Like, this is one of my favorite Guy Ritchie movies. I had a great time with it. Oh, my gosh. I'm missing a movie on here.
What?
I don't have The Covenant on here. That was this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Watch that together.
That was this year?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't have that logged.
It's my highest rated review. Still getting review likes.
The Covenant. 4 stars, yeah. Dang. Anyway. Yeah. Dang, I didn't add it to either of my list.
You're slacking on your Letterboxd stuff, man. It's time.
Oh boy, I gotta go freaking now I gotta go update it. My ranking. That gives me 91 films I've seen this year now. Anyway, yes. Yeah, so Guy Ritchie's Operation Fortune and Divinity. So I explained just Operation Fortune because it's a feel-good film. I really enjoyed the film. I would enjoy just to watch it in like the background and like I could passively watch whatever. I know I would enjoy it. And then Divinity, just because that movie is like a free, I like visually just mm-hmm. trippy films.
Stimulating.
And there's a lot going on in that movie, and I really, really, really remember liking it. However, now that I'm here, I want to say that maybe if I watched it a second time, I wouldn't like it as much.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's the point.
So I kind of want to do that just for like a, was I really right on this? Am I rating or not?
Yeah.
So, you know, those would be mine. And for everybody's thing, I have The Covenant rated at 4 stars, and I moved it to number 23. Sandwiched in between BlackBerry and No One Will Save You.
Fair. Okay.
Where's your Covenant rated at?
I've got it at 23.
Hey!
Yeah. What? That's like middle of the pack for me.
Yeah.
So my three, honestly, I think first.
And tell me, give me a why behind
it. Yeah, absolutely. Now. That's the whole point of the exercise.
Yeah.
I think.
Like Kegels for your movie.
If I'm picking one right off the dome. Oh, shoot. I had it picked out. Where did it go? Man, a better podcast would just had this stuff like. Oh. Out of pure enjoyment. And oh my god, just throwing a sweater.
I got hot. I got the blanket and the bourbon. Listen, we used to do mostly focused.
Yeah,
upstairs in the church, I used to take my shirt off all the time.
Anyways, I think if I'm doing one just based off pure enjoyment and on the off chance that I could rate this higher. It's more or less like a heat check of like, is this as good as I remember it? One Day as a Lion.
That's the Scott Kahn movie, yeah.
Scott Kahn. Yes. Honestly, I just talked about it Tuesday's pod about Rumble Through the Dark.
What was it?
Rumble Through the Dark.
Oh, Rumble. I thought you said Going Through the Dark.
One Day as a Lion feels akin to that. Except it did it right. I have it sitting right now at 3 stars. I don't see it being a 4-star movie. This is basically just for a 0.5-star bump. But Scott Kahn is absolutely great. The movie's relatively quick. I want to say it's like a 90-minute, 100-minute movie. And it's just. It's a great movie. Loved it. And had been kind of looking for an excuse to watch it again. Next movie. It's kind of funny. I've actually like Dungeons and Dragons, Theater Camp, like movies like that. I've already done a rewatch.
Yeah.
Of, because again, they're super enjoyable. One that I think I would rewatch for the sake of lowering would probably be Infinity Pool.
Okay. Why?
I have it sitting at 4.5 right now.
Ooh. I do too though.
I know.
But that makes sense for me. It's high for
you.
Yeah,
yeah. It's sitting at number 10 and it's right above Bo is Afraid. And I like I'm just gotta ask myself like what did it do better than Bo's Afraid and Barbie,
yeah.
So I don't know. I think Skarsgård, excellent performance. The whole premise of the movie is super entertaining and like intellectually like just has your mind going the entire time.
Yeah.
And I think it would have been interesting. And there was another one that was just out of pure
holy hell.
I think last one, this is for you. I think I'm gonna have to rewatch Plane.
Second to give it a bump?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to give it a bump. I don't know. Maybe after watching Hijack, did you ever end up watching Hijack
on Apple TV?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I loved it until the very end last 10 minutes. I hated the final ten minutes.
That like you're pretty split on that. Like a lot of people like the ending. Mm-hmm. I think Plane was like it was one of those that I think didn't hold my attention, and I think on a rewatch where I probably rewatched it with my full attention, I probably would have found more enjoyment out of it. Something happened. I checked out on it. I was probably being too harsh on my score, but 2.5, there's no reason that shouldn't be a 3-star movie. Honorable mention though.
What option?
What I'm about to mention.
No. I mean for honorable mention for what?
A movie that I probably would do a rewatch.
Oh, okay.
Is Master Gardener.
Okay. Joel Egerton.
Yes.
Paul Schrader.
I have it sitting at 9, 4.5 stars.
Yeah.
I love the movie. I thought it was absolutely like super tense. I don't know, all the, I don't know. It was like the card counter freaking, I mean, it is, I'm the same person.
Man, I love the all card that stuff.
It reminded me so much of
Did
that.
Did you watch Light Sleeper?
No, no. Okay. I know, I need to, but I haven't found it anywhere and I never think to actually look it up.
Look it up.
I know. But yeah, Master Gardener is probably one that I would have in there as an option to possibly reevaluate where I have it sitting. And then one that I know I wouldn't change. I'm just going to watch it because I enjoy it. It's probably going to be Right Lane. That's a...
Are you worried right now?
I am worried.
Explain what's going on right now.
John is shirtless, well, leaning yeah, over the couch, getting a bunch of double A's. What do you got? What do you got to charge up? What are you doing?
Listen, was it you? Maybe it was Caitlin who said your belly button super deep.
No, yeah, she said I have a deep belly button.
You want to see?
I don't want to.
I thought it was. I was gonna see you make his battery disappear in my belly button. Seriously, I'm curious.
It will shot out.
I mean,
yeah. Suck in.
It was suck it in. I could almost make it go away. See, look at that.
This is great for podcasts. Let me tell you.
Oh. Actually, you know what? I love it when I'm listening to a podcast, though, when people start just dying laughing.
I'm not against it. I'm just saying. So, yeah, those are the movies that I would rewatch. What a list. Honestly, you told me I would have watched this many movies. Smell the battery. Anyways, if you would have told me that I watched 50 movies with, you know, a month and a half left to go in the year, would have been hard to believe. So with that being out of the way, I think it would be good, especially after the writers and actors strikes coming to a close. A lot of movies are, it's kind of been solidified. They're coming out, pushing stuff forward. What can we expect for the rest of the year?
Well, actually, I'm going to throw a curveball at you real quick because I was filtering this.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a list on your Letterboxd of films you've watched as a whole this year? Like how many you've watched?
No, just outside.
Oh, you don't track just everything you've watched?
I mean, I will diary log it. But,
oh, I have a list. Like, I have my now watching 2023 edition, which is all the films I've watched. The new releases, 2023.
I'll probably do that next year. But
yeah, I have. So I've watched 234 this year.
Oh, I mean, my Letterboxd has track of like what I've watched this year. It's
yeah. So like, there's my top two. You see, first one's my only 2023. Yeah. Second one is So I've seen 236 films. I was going to ask you what your filter that list to what your top rated is for just the things you've watched this year.
Yeah. I've watched 177 movies this year.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Does it filter what your highest rated are?
No option.
Well, my first, I have 19 5-star films I've seen this year.
Wow.
19. I just wanted to hit my top five. So my top five films I've seen this year that aren't 2023 specific.
Mm-hmm.
The Fabelmans. And now, granted, this isn't in any particular order, but The Fabelmans, Magazine Dreams, The Imagine of Dr. Parnassus, The Fisher King, and The Tree of Life.
That you've watched this year?
Yeah. And then, you know what? I'm just going to list my 5 stars, and you just give me a yay or nay. There's only 19 of them, if you agree with my rating.
All right, give me some time to respond.
The Fabelmans.
Go. Yay.
Magazine Dreams and Null. You don't get to choose
that one. I don't have a choice.
Dr. Parnassus.
Nay.
The Fisher King.
Yay.
Tree of Life. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it
you
yet.
You should watch that. All Quiet on the Western Front.
Yay.
Everything Everywhere.
Yay.
Big Lebowski.
Yay.
Bo is Afraid.
Nay.
Guardians 3.
Nay.
You don't think that's a 5-star film?
Is it 4.5 max?
Barton Fink. I know we're not doing that. I could rewatch that.
It's close. Yeah, it's close.
No Country.
Yay.
Barbie.
Nay.
Oppenheimer.
Yay.
Donnie Darko.
Yay.
Scream.
Yay.
Once Upon a Time in a Studio. They don't care about that, probably. Mm-hmm. The Shining.
Yay. Yeah, yay.
Killers.
A Flower Moon. Yay.
Those are my 19 5-star films for this year. So yes, you agree with most of those.
Most, yeah.
And then the next one, Empire, Star Wars Episode 3.
Yeah.
Truman Show, The Well, Infinity Pool. Did you watch Living this year or last year?
No.
That was a great film.
Too drama. Too much drama.
I want to watch Jonathan Glazer because I see Sexy Beast. Sexy Beast and Birth right here in a row. Oh, so good. Anyway, yes. What were yours? Top rated films for this year you've watched as a whole? If yours isn't quite as. And I watched 55 because I have a spooky yuki thing. I watched 55 spooky films this year. That's a lot for me.
Yeah. My highest first. I can look through this and pretty much know that I've watched this year 5 stars. I've got Everything Everywhere, Oppenheimer. Watched Wolf of Wall Street for the first time.
So good.
Shining for the first time with 5. Social Network. We watched No Country together. Scream. All 5 stars. Killers. I watched Licorice Pizza. That's a 5-star.
I've still not seen that.
Oh, it's so good. You probably will not like as much. And I watched Persona. That is a 5-star movie.
Yeah, I need to watch that. I added that to my watch list. I did add it.
That is one that I think about often. And I don't know why. Like, maybe you watch them like, I don't know what's wrong with you. Like, I don't know why you think that.
I think so. Did you watch Dancer in the Dark?
No.
That would be a trade-off. I'll watch Persona, you watch Dancer in the Dark.
Is that the weird foreign one?
Bjork.
Yeah. And then Princess Mononoke, I think I watched again. That's a 5-star, solid.
The Heron and the Boy or whatever.
Boy and the Heron.
Coming soon.
You listen to the voice acting for that?
Yeah, it's freaking great.
It's crazy.
I'm glad to see, because that makes me feel better. If they start doing that with a lot of different animes. And
well, yeah, they've always got dubbed.
But not that good of a dub.
Sometimes, yeah. Really? Yeah, sometimes. Honestly, some of the earlier stuff, like Howl's Moving Castle, is one pretty famously, like, the main character Hal is played by Christian Bale, and
so he's a freaking collaborator with yeah. Miyazaki.
Yep, he is. So it's kind of a little weird, but overall it's fine. Robert Pattinson though. Playing the Heron, he sounds
inspired. Yeah, casting.
It's pretty crazy
because it doesn't sound like him at all.
No, it's pretty crazy. So yeah.
All right. So before I had you do this, you were gonna ask, we're previewing, right?
Yeah. So basically, rest of 2023, what to expect, when we can expect it, and so we don't have to go through. We don't have to go through this whole list.
I haven't looked at it yet, so I'm pulling.
I think
it up.
There's some obvious, like,
it's Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying I was making just.
Oh, you're making a joke. Yeah. Okay. Castle.
You say castle? It's an asshole. Oh,
we get it. You hate women.
Yeah. I have no desire. I don't have no attachment to Rustin. No attachment to the Marvels. I will watch The Killer by next week. Yes, I will watch Thanksgiving soon. Oh, I forgot about Please Don't Destroy. That's good.
Yeah, I'm not super.
I'm just going to choose my top 3 from this list.
Yes, take your time. I'll go ahead and give mine of this list.
Oh, gosh. I can't do a top 3.
May, December.
I can't do a top 3.
Absolutely at the top.
I can't do a top 3.
Okay, then do 5.
Okay.
Or do 5 and then a sleeper.
Well, I'm not really sure there's sleepers.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely sleepers. Saltburn. Eileen. Poor Things. Oh, shoot. Oh, dang. There's too many. Holy crap. Yeah, I can't. There. So, and what we think will probably be
like, we still got
a couple weeks.
Wonka too, which isn't on my list, but like that's still got to come
Wonka's
out.
Wonka's going to be trash.
I don't think so.
It's going to be trash. It's a musical. I like musicals.
I think it's going to be good. I don't think it's going to be trash. I just don't think it's going to be great.
Oh, I don't think so, man. I would love to be wrong because I honestly, I like Timothy Chalamet. Do you see some of his SNL skits?
Yeah, some of them were pretty funny.
Some of them were hilarious.
Yeah.
So I think the obvious ones that I know I'm going to really enjoy coming out, Napoleon, Maestro, you know, those are no brainers, Poor Things. This A, B tier movie of May, December, which I think is going to have sneaky Oscar buzz. Saltburn, I think it's not gonna, I don't think it's gonna hit in any kind of awards scenario, but I think it will. I think it'll be polarizing, is probably the best word. It's gonna be very polarizing. But I think one that I am probably looking forward to the most is, I wonder if the actor, Ryan Gosling's in here for the actor to be announced.
What is it? And the Bike Rider's getting delayed blows too.
Yeah. Is Argyle a 2023? I don't think so. Man, I should have read through this a little bit more.
Yeah, I had to go to Letterboxd because I couldn't keep scrolling through that. I needed a little more concise.
Yeah. List. I thought this was like a real time, like updated movie. All of Us Strangers, though, that's one that we know is going to be coming out. I'm pretty convinced that's going to be. It's gonna be a really good one.
The more I've heard about it, I don't think I want to see it as much anymore.
Well,
the early reviews are coming out for it. I'm not sure it's something I want.
Yeah.
Does the Hitman come out this year too? Glenn Powell's Hitman? Yeah, it does. Shit.
Did we get a trailer for that?
I don't know. But it's already got quite a few reviews, a ton of reviews. It's got a 4.0 on Letterboxd right now.
Wow.
Richard Linklater. The Toxic Avenger still comes out this year too.
It doesn't seem possible. It doesn't seem possible all these movies are coming out by January 1st. Confirmed release dates so far.
Fingernails came out this last week.
Yeah. It's not good, from what I've heard.
Really?
Yeah.
It's got a 3.1. It's not terrible.
So obviously you've got May, December is coming out the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Of November. Napoleon is just 5 days later, the 22nd, with Wish, same day. Saltburn the 24th.
We're gonna have to go to the theater a couple times.
I'm gonna be gone.
Where are you going?
I'll be gone the last week in November.
The whole week?
Just about, yeah.
Why?
We're going to me and Kayla are just going out of town.
Oh.
And she's gotta record for EP.
I knew that. I didn't know when it was.
Eileen, 21st, or not 21st, the 1st of December. Poor Things, the 8th.
All right, so give me your top five.
Of the confirmed stuff that I've seen. Top five, my most anticipated. I think I'm going to put it as Poor Things.
Yep, that's my number one most anticipated.
Number one most anticipated. Then Maestro.
That's my number two. We're matching each other so far.
Ironclaw 3.
Hey,
We are neck for neck. Those are my exactly top three in that order so far.
Yeah. Ferrari.
No, we missed now.
I think Ferrari has the potential to be my favorite of those, but
Dream Scenario is my fourth.
Scenario. Oh, Dream Scenario is not even in this list. What the heck is wrong, Collider?
Yeah, Dream Scenario is my fourth.
Can't trust nobody. And then probably, I don't know. I want to say Napoleon, but it's probably...
it's May-December for me.
Did I not already say May-December?
May-December is my fifth.
Oh, then May-December.
Yep. May-December is my fifth, and then my honorable mention is either... It's a tie between Napoleon and Alain.
I think
Ferrari doesn't even hit my top
five. I think Napoleon's going to be great, but I don't think it'll be anything...
I think Napoleon's going to be better. And then if Zone of Interest sneaks in this year, that's going to be... Mm. But I don't know.
I mean, if you're... if you're Glazer, like, do you want it to this year or do you want to push it off?
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm just, and like Firebrand, apparently I had this as a sneaky Oscar choice.
I never heard of that.
I hadn't either, but it's now got poster updated and stills from the camera and it's updated. It didn't have a release date last week. Now it's got one for 2023. Oh. It's the period piece, about King Henry the VII's wife. With Alicia Vikander and Jude Law, and looks pretty good, man.
Mm. Well, point is, movies are back.
Yeah,
we're excited. I don't have a whole lot left to say. I think we've gone long enough, you know.
Yeah. Hey, real question. Question: have you seen Strange Way of Life yet? The Ethan Hawke and
no, I saw that
Pedro Pascal. It's been on with movie for a while now. It's not got great reviews.
Yeah.
Everybody says just it feels like a tease.
Yeah.
But, yeah, look
at the Thirst Trap.
Yeah, I guess. But I'm looking through some of these 2023 releases, and there's some stuff on here I think I want to see that I haven't heard of.
Yeah.
Huh. But anyway.
It's a list on Letterboxd?
Yeah, unreleased 2023.
Share that. Share that.
There's a Rachel Sanoe film called I Used to Be Funny. A young woman, stand-up comedian, and all pair struggling with PTSD is weighing whether or not to join the search for Brooke, a missing girl she used to nanny.
Wow.
That looks good.
Rachel Sanoe.
Yeah.
It was a TV series. Never mind. It was a limited series for Dead Ringer. That's supposedly, like, really good.
Dead Ringer. I don't know Dead Ringer.
Rachel Sanoe's who I think it is, right? Lobster.
And Bottoms?
Yeah.
Yeah. And no, Bodies, Bodies, Bodies?
No. I'm totally wrong.
I heard How to Have Sex is pretty good, too. It's got a 3.8 on Letterboxd.
Rachel, who's in Lobster?
Michelle Monaghan. Who's in Lobster?
Lobster.
Man, there are
Rachel,
ton of films.
Rachel Wise. I'm an idiot.
I'm looking through. Oh, Godzilla Minus One still comes out soon.
Yeah. The Monarch series for Apple TV looks like it's going to be really good. I'm excited about that. There's a lot of good TV, too, coming out. And I don't know when I'm going to be able to watch it all. It sucks.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there's a ton of movies still coming out this year, man. We're going to be feasting. I'm definitely going to have to catch up on some movie watching this week.
Well,
in the weeks to come. So
we'll be here to talk about it.
We will be here and we will talk about them and I will have a shirt on. Maybe not. Maybe it's going to be a new thing now. I'm going to be the new Burt Kirschneider, whatever you say.
We're going to go back to podcasting outside.
Hey, listen, this isn't that much hair compared to a lot of people.
Well,
and I don't have back hair, so that's a plus.
Yeah.
Back hair freaks me out. Do you have back hair?
A little bit. Yeah.
Like all over your back?
No.
Okay. Then I'm talking to people who have like freaking like this
on
their back.
Nothing close.
If I condition this, this is soft. You could put your head on here and fall asleep.
I'll let Luna do that.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so this has been another episode of Mostly Film, your one-stop chaotic shop, doubly so, for all things in the world of cinema. If you like what you've listened to, leave us a 5-star. Tell us what you've been looking forward to, what you're not looking forward to, what you liked this year, what you didn't like this year, and I'll tell you how stupid you are and how your list is worse than mine. Then JP will be there for the good cop and tell you that you're great and you're valued and we love you. Well, we'll be back next week with some more goodies for you all. And until then, this is Jonathan McWhorter, joined by my beautiful co-host JP Payton.
See you guys.
See you next week.